Okay, yesterday we started Siman Tes, so that's page 32 in Mishnah Berurah. Siman Tes. So in Aleph, we saw just a quick review that the Mechaber says that only garments, now again, we're not talking about the strings, the garments of wool and of linen, those garments are chayav from the Torah, to, if they're four-cornered, to put tzitzis on them. All other materials are derabanan, and the Ramah is of the opinion the other way, the dissenting opinion, that anything, again, assuming it's a woven material, is chayav and tzitzis. And the Ramah, said the halachi hilchasa, and that's the halach. And then yesterday we saw that even though we go like the Ramah, and again, any garment, woven garment is chayav and tzitzis, no matter what the material. Still, the Mishnah Berurah says it's best to suspect for the first opinion. And again, and therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, it's best to make, whether your talis gadol or talis katan, make them out of wool. Now, again, a number of people asked yesterday, so why isn't it, why can't I make a flax linen, a flax garment, and we'll see about the tzitzis. So again, we'll see about that more today. So very interesting halacha in base. Tzitzis, if you're driving, make sure you're watching where you're going. Mom, make sure you get back okay. Tzitzis shel pishtim, Oshel Semer Recholim. Now we're going to the tzitzis, the strings. Yesterday we were talking about the garment. Now we're switching over to discuss the strings. Tzitzis shel pishtim v'shel tzemer recholim. So again, the strings, if they're made out of linen or if they're out of wool, poltrim b'chol, next page, minei begonim. So then you could put those, you could hang them, so to speak, you could put them on any type of garment. In other words, so let's say, again, you have strings of wool or linen. You could put them on anything. You could put them on cotton. You could put them on silk. You could put, you have silk garments, so a cotton garment. That's the rule. Learn now from the Psukim. Chusmi shal pishtim letzemer. The exception would be you cannot put flax, linen, strings, tzitzis, for a wool garment, o shel tzemer lepishtim, or vice versa. In other words, put wool on a linen garment, bizmanazeh, and that halakha applies today, that you cannot have linen strings on a wool garment, or wool garment with linen strings. You can't do that bizmanazeh. Now, deleka tcheles. Since we don't have tcheles, which we're going to discuss, mibnei shem kilayim. Because if you would do that, if you would put wool strings on a linen garment or linen strings on a wool garment, that would be kilayim, or as we call it, shatnas. Wool and linen together, and that would be usur. Now again, this is a discussion. It happens to, so everyone knows what tcheles is. It's the blue dye from the chalazon sea urchin, sea creature. And again, for a long, long time we had that, but for a long, long time we haven't had it. So again, we're not going to get into that discussion whether that color that they found, people claim to found today, is legitimate tchelos or it is not. That is for people way beyond me. But what I find interesting is something that people, I don't think, really know or whatever, and that is if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Zion, so he said, the Chofetz Chaim is commenting on that we don't put linen, strings, tzitzis on a wool garment, or vice versa, because we don't, now, bizman hazeh, in this day and age. Why? Because we don't have tchelus. So in other words, again, the halacha is, as you probably know, we're not allowed to wear wool and linen together, right? That's why we have wonderful people like the Sohayes who check for shatness and so on and so forth. But, you know, like on all sorts of things, not just clothing, right? Anything that goes on you is a potential problem. So a wool and linen. So there is an exception that you could wear wool and linen, and that is tzitzis. In other words, when we had tchelas, so tchelas was wool. So again, let's go back to a case I was talking about yesterday. So let's say a person couldn't wear a wool garment, right? They're allergic or whatever. So they get a linen garment, four-corner garment, and they put tzitzis on it. So the tzitzis they put on it would be tchelas. And tchelas is wool. So now you'd say, wait, you can't do that. Because wool and linen together, can't do it today, we don't have tchelas. But the halacha is that if it's for the mitzvah tzitzis, you could. Right? There's other exceptions on the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but nobody here is a kohen, so we don't have to worry about that right now. So until Mr. Sarto shows up. So today we don't have tchelas, so the whole thing falls apart, right? You can't have wool tzitzis and a linen garment. Couldn't do that because, okay, so this is where we're going to get into. So if you look at the Mishmar of Zion, something very interesting, which very few people, I shouldn't say very few, I don't know, but I don't think a lot of people know. And that is perish. The Chofetz Chaim says that means the bizman shahayat tchelas. When there was tchelas, so then shahayat sark lahatil arba chutim. So as we know, the tzitzis, right? We discussed this before. We think some people think it's eight strings. It's not eight strings, right? On each individual corner, we have tzitzis, right? This thing, right? So I have eight strings here, right? But it's not eight strings, right? It's really four, doubled over, right? It goes. You have four strings, you put through the hole, and you bring it up, and there, you know, take out your abacus, four times two, right, is eight. So that's why it seems eight. But really, it's four, right? So listen to this. So in the time where there was tchelas, you had the four strings, right? Listen to this. Shnei chutin laven, shnei chutei tchelas. So really, the Chofetz Chaim is saying, it should be two strings of blue and two strings of white. And that was the tchelas was wool, dyed wool using the blood of the chilazon animal, fish. It wasn't an animal. The hayam is kaim al yedezeh mitzvah tzitzis koroi, because when you had that. And you had the tchelas, so then you did the mitzvah karoi. It's a very interesting language. Karoi, proper, as it should be, right? Because we're supposed to have tchelas. So you're going to say, wait, today we don't have tchelas, or, you know, we haven't had tchelas, or it's not sure we have tchelas, whatever. So, right, so almost everybody wears white tzitzis, all white tzitzis. No tchelas, so what, am I only fulfilling the mitzvah d'rabbanan? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that no, that white, the tchela, or the white does not knock off the tchelas, and the tchelas not makev the lovan. In other words, you're supposed to have two strings blue and two strings tchelas, I should say. Two strings tchelas and two strings white. But let's say you had all four strings white. So Chazal say you're makev the mitzvah. Let's say you had all four blue, you know, you made a mistake, maybe they're on sale, I don't know. Like blue, I don't know. So it's not the right thing to do, but you still fulfill the mitzvah if you had tzitzis like that. But what I want to point out is, it's very interesting because the Chofetz Chaim is coming out that on each individual corner, right, each of the four corners, so we have four strings, so you're supposed to have two blue and two white. I don't know. I think the people who have the modern day, for lack of a better term, tchelas, I think they do one blue and three white, which is very interesting because it happens to be a very big machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos hold the way the Mishnah Berurah said. I assume that's why the Mishnah Berurah is going like that. In other words, that on to do the mitzvah properly, Emiras Hashem, we should have it soon, with the tchelas, you need two blue, two white, right? So again, it would turn out that, you know, you have eight strings, so a half foot, four would be blue and four would be white, right? Okay? Just doubling it because that's what happens. So I think, I'm not sure because I don't wear them, the people who, like I said before, who wear the modern day tchelas, they do one string blue and three strings white. So how is that? So the answer is the Rambam holds at the beginning of his halachas of tzitzis that he holds that way. That's one string blue and three white. Now, so, but the question is, what? How do we paskin? So the Smag says that it doesn't make a difference. He brings both, Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos, he brings both opinions, two blue and two white, or the Rambam, one blue and three. But it seems from Tosfos that you really have to have two. And so again, it's very interesting. It's very interesting because here the Mishnah Berurah seems clearly to paskin like Rashi and Tosfos, that you have to have two blue and two white, not one blue and three white. So again, according to the Smag, it's not me'akev, but see, again, people think, you know, okay, I'll wear the blue, what do I have to lose? Besides the fact it's more expensive, but no, for a mitzvah, you know, we spend a lot on, somebody said this once to me, you know, the tchelas are expensive. They said, yeah, but look how much we spend on a lulav and esrog. And a lulav and esrog are a mitzvah you do 6 days, right? 7 days, 6 days. So, you know, when do you spend, like, I think it's around $100 for a set. When do you spend $100 for something you wear every day? Yeah, I don't think that argument holds water exactly. But again, you know, some people don't have the money, so I understand that. You know, like somebody said that the Dolem didn't want to make everybody, because then poor people would want to buy it also. So they, okay. But again, the issue is that do you do two or do you do one? And again, how do you tie it? There's a lot of. So it's very interesting. We'll get to it in Emiras Hashem later. Again, I don't want to get into too much of a controversial message. But we all know that there is, and we'll discuss it, there's a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan on this. There's two types, if you want to call that, two types of tefillin, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, right? So Emiras Hashem, when we get to Hilchos Tefillin, we'll talk about it. Very interesting Aruch HaShulchan about Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. But the Vilna Gaon says, you know, if you want to fulfill all the opinions about different opinions on tefillin, you'll be wearing a lot, dozens of pairs of tefillin. So again, you know, like with anything else, there's a lot of argument exactly how we'll. So again, whether this is a tchelas or is not, how do we do it? Again, we have to wait for the Sanhedrin to decide. Right, when they give us a say-so, you know, so then we'll know what to do. Okay, or again, it might be that, it could be, I don't know, that for Sfardim they do it the Rambam's way, one blue and three white, and those of us who are Ashkenazim, who follow Rashi and Tosfos, we would do two and two. I don't know, could be, I don't know. We'll find out when we get there. So again, that's a very interesting discussion about that. No, people don't talk about that. Do you have two strings blue or one string blue in each corner? Okay. Okay, now let's see the Ramah. Brahma says, V'yesh arum shalo la'asot tzitzis shel pishtim klal, very important Rama, afil b'shar minim v'hakinog. Some say that the Rama says that some say, or the opinion that you shouldn't make flax tzitzis at all. Now again, linen tzitzis would be okay. Let's say you put them on linen, or let's say, you have cotton garment, four-corner garment, and I want to put linen tzitzis on it, right? So that should be perfectly fine. So Rama says, some say that we don't do that. We don't use linen tzitzis at all. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a reason for this, because there's a wool that looks like linen, and then a person might take these, there is a wool that looks like silk, wool that looks like silk, that looks like meshi, whatever you want to define meshi is, and then a person might have this garment, a garment made out of this type of wool, and they look at it and they say, well, this is not wool, right? I can't tell the difference. I don't know. I don't think I've ever had anything linen, I can recall. I don't know. Some people like I think linen suits are very expensive. I don't know. That's why I've never had one. But so the problem is, since there's a wool that looks there's a wool that looks like silk or looks like meshi, so then you'll have a garment made out of this type of wool. But you'll think it's not wool, and what will you do? You'll break out your linen tzitzis on it, and then boom, there you got it. You got wool and linen together, and again, without tchelas, and you got a problem. So therefore, this opinion holds. So they blew out linen tzitzis altogether. You don't have to worry about this problem of mixing up wool and linen, and therefore, no problem. Mishnah Berurah says that some bring other reasons, but the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chofetz Chaim says that b'shas adchak, again, if you're really stuck, you could go according to those who are lenient. So again, you're stuck, and all you have is linen tzitzis, strings. So then again, as long as you have a garment that's not wool, so you could put those tzitzis on that garment. Now again, I don't think they make them. I don't think they make. But you know, I was thinking about this because as I do about these type of things, that you know how amazing it is that we have tzitzis that are made by factories that produce tzitzis, and they produce them in mass, and there's such, you know, like I said before, you know, the improvement in technology of how to produce tzitzis, like amazing. Like I was thinking, like in the old days, right, you didn't go to a tzitzis, I don't know what they did. People, probably women, spun wool and spun things and loomed things and weaved, and they probably had somebody make it for you, right? It wasn't like, you know, you go to Judaica store, or Judaica store is passe. Online and on Amazon, I haven't looked, but I assume they deliver to you within a couple of minutes with a drone, you know, your tzitzis, you know, like, you know? It wasn't like that. It's just, so maybe what you had is, maybe your wife or some neighbor, she has a loom, and she makes you, or a spinning, right? They spun. That's not the loom yet. But spin the threads. And she says, I'd like to help you, but all I can make you is linen threads. You know? So like I say, B'li'ayin Hara, like by Lulav and Esrog, you know? By Lulav and Esrog, go out on the street and drive down Pico, and, you know, you have to know what you're buying, but, you know, there's all these people selling Lulav, drive up, and, you know, it's B'li'ayin Hara. Wasn't that way when I was a kid. It wasn't. But again, the same thing with tzitzis also, so it's really amazing. So that's what we do, and now you're getting an idea why, even if you wear cotton tzitzis, there'll be wool, a cotton garment, there'll be wool tzitzis. Right. Okay, gentlemen, we'll pick this up in Meretz Hashem next week. Yasher Koach, everyone. Mincha is in 10 minutes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No one uses
cotton censers.
I don't think so. I don't think they make them. I think for this reason, I think when they manufacture, again, the